The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is still compiling statistics from 2008, but spokesman Glenn Lloyd is expecting a jump in the number of people who've fallen victim to questionable investments and business offers. Lloyd says that sector moved into the department's top 10 trouble list in 2007. He thinks it'll become more of an issue as the unemployment rate rises. Lloyd says transient companies are targeting areas like Janesville, where large numbers of people are out of work.
If you're desperate and need a job, you may actually believe some of these lies that are being told.
Lloyd says victims are people who normally wouldn't consider offers to peddle health drinks or other products and services.
A lot of middle-aged people have savings and are ripe for the picking because they're listening to these offers now. And our advice is this, be wary of people that tell you you can get rich at a hotel meeting room, because they're often gone the next day, you know, with your money.
Lloyd says the scams may dangle what sounds like a job offer, then require people to pay upfront for training. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.